The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
In 2024, the supermodel Naomi Campbell was disqualified from being a charity trustee for 5 years after it was found that her charity, Fashion for Relief, had mismanaged their funds. Naomi Campbell has appealed the ban. She's accused another former trustee, Bianca Helmich, of deceiving her. Let's find out more about this with Bethany Minnell, who's arts and entertainment reporter with Sky News. Bethany, good morning to you.
Hi, Claire.
This is an intriguing case, isn't it? What is Naomi Campbell, first of all, alleged to have done? Why was she banned in the first place?
Absolutely. Well, this goes back to her charity, Fashion for Relief, which she set up way back in 2005. The aim of that was to unite the glitzy and glamorous fashion industry together to raise money to relieve global poverty. So it's a great aim. And they did actually make millions for charities. However, in 2021, the Charity Commission got involved. They started investigating and they discovered that only around 8.5% of the money raised had actually gone to charity. And therein the problems started. And as you say, Naomi Campbell was one of three of the trustees that was given a ban. Naomi was given a five-year ban. However, she is disagreeing, as any story has two sides. Naomi Campbell says it is not correct that she misused the funds. Various kind of accusations at the time and evidence that was pulled forward by the Charity Commission, including thousands of pounds spent on luxury personal expenses. That included things like a five-star hotel stay in Cannes, spa treatments while in that hotel, room service, money spent on sending staff out to purchase cigarettes and sort of around, you know, £6,600 spent on sort of miscellaneous expenses. So the whole thing didn't look very good for Naomi. And clearly the Charity Commission decided against her and put in that ban, which means that she won't be able to head up or found a charity or run a charity for 5 years. She is appealing that. And that's what's been happening this week in a charity tribunal in central London. Naomi Campbell has been there. She has given evidence. She has been cross-examined, prickly at times in court. Basically, there are two sides to this. Her lawyers say that she was a high-profile scalp. She's the victim of fraud. She made an honest mistake and she made no personal benefit from the charity. Of course, the watchdog disagrees with that and they say she abdicated her responsibilities and she is highly culpable.
Okay, so she, I mean, what she's faced with or stands accused of is, you know, if you're a trustee of the charity, you should know what's going on, you should know how the money is being spent, and you certainly shouldn't be spending it on five-star hotels and cigarettes. But she's pointing the finger at somebody else, isn't she?
She very much is. And there's three trustees, including Naomi. But the lady that she is mainly pointing the finger at is lawyer Bianca Helmich, who you mentioned there. Now, she actually received a 9-year ban from being a trustee of any charity. She isn't appealing her ban. However, she has always denied wrongdoing. Naomi Campbell says that Bianca used her as a figurehead for the charity. And she actually accuses her of forging signatures, of impersonating her over email, and for handling finances without her knowledge. It's very much kind of he said, she said here, isn't it? It clearly, as the figurehead of the charity, Naomi Campbell's job was to help get publicity and to use her fame. The question is where that line is drawn, where she should have been looking further into the financial runnings and the financial dealings, and exactly who was responsible for that regulatory and financial business. Naomi Campbell says the lawyer, Bianca Helmich, who was one of the trustees, was the person responsible for that. However, Bianca says, well, no, everyone was responsible and you can't point the finger at me. So it's actually getting quite prickly in court. There has been moments, one where the judge stepped in and said to the Charity Commission's lawyer that the questions were unnecessarily challenging. And Naomi Campbell herself has asked for more respectful questioning. I mean, Naomi Campbell is a woman who was well known in her day for having strong opinions and quite a volatile nature. So she's certainly not one to take this sitting down. And she's fighting here really for her reputation, I think. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, and that is what this is about, isn't it? It's about the reputational damage. And I'm just thinking about the documentary that was made, I don't know, last year, this year, about the supermodels, you know, as they were at the time. It was on Apple TV, wasn't it? Where there was a bit of reputational restoration done there for Naomi Campbell. She appeared in it and, you know, she disputed some of those claims that she is a prickly person. But you could see in reading the evidence and the exchanges when it came to her cross-examination that she doesn't seem to deal well with being challenged. Do you think that's fair?
I do think that's fair. And it's also worth saying, actually, talking about the documentary about the supermodels, for anyone that's of a certain age and doesn't really remember Naomi Campbell, it's almost impossible to explain how big the supermodels were back in the late 90s, early 2000s, the big six. You know, it was all about not getting out of bed for less than $10,000 a day. They were the stars that were on our screens. They were in music videos. They were everywhere. They're in front of all the papers. They were a really big deal. So her fame from that and kind of her reputation that came with it as being a woman that didn't suffer fools gladly and said what she thought. She's also notoriously late for interviewers. I can confirm I once interviewed her a couple of years back and she was indeed very, very late for me. I mean, we're talking hours, not minutes. That kind of went with her kind of whole persona, her whole brand. However, there is a line to that brand and this line is very much crossed with this kind of being crossed off as a trustee and her honesty being questioned and her kind of real commitment to her charity work, which, as you say, it's about her persona, isn't it, in the public eye. She's argued that she's famous enough already and she doesn't need to do anything for kind of PR work and that she did her charity work because she loved doing charity work. Charity Commission says that she's very good at controlling the media narrative. Are both true? I don't know. The appeal is obviously not going to be deciding on her personality or her reputation, but it will be deciding if that 5-year ban stays in place or gets overturned or indeed just gets modified. That's also a possibility.
When will we know, Bethany, when whether she's won this appeal or not?
Yeah, so it's the case is now concluded. The tribunal has concluded. So everyone goes away and does their homework. So I'm saying this is a civil regulatory case. So it's not criminal. There's going to be no criminal charges or prison. There's no jury. But the judge will go away and look at this and then they'll give what they call a reserve judgment, which means at some point they will have a written judgment and they will flag it and they will say, here's our decision. There you go. I'd say it's likely to be fairly soon, within the next 3 months. But I wouldn't necessarily be holding my breath and expecting it later today, because they'll be looking at quite a lot of evidence and putting everything together.
Okay, we wait and see. Bethany, thank you so much. Bethany Minnell there, arts and entertainment reporter with Sky.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
iNews.